This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Shout out Harold Koontz, man.
I mean, this guy's working at night in the sub-zero temperatures covering a soccer game.
I know that man very well, and I know those eyes are pissed.
Yeah, he's the hardest working man. And I'll tell you what, Harold Koontz is everywhere, covering everything.
Shout out for HK, you, man. Yeah, man.
There you go, Harold. I'm looking at him at that soccer game last night as we have the TV on. He's bundled up. He's like, I'd rather be anywhere but here.
Yeah, you know he's pissed. I can tell.
I mean, it was ridiculously cold last night. And if you went, how cold was it, right?
I mean, fans bundled up for sporting game.
Oh, you think?
There you go. I was wondering when the first shot was of the cardboard.
Oh, there's one with a blanket.
I'd have taken.
I mean, what could you have possibly worn last night to keep yourself protected from that?
I'm surprised we didn't see shirtless guy, but that's not really soccer vibe.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm surprised just because it would have been like a way to get on TV, and you know how people are with that kind of stuff these days.
Respect the text. We asked for a scale of 1 to 10. How juiced are you for the hockey game tonight against the United States and Canada? Scale of 1 to 10, I'm at a 1776.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's great.
Take the day, man. Take the day. Yeah, take it.
That is great. I was going to say an 11, you know, because, I can't remember the last time I've been this kind of juiced up for a hockey game, right? Yeah. It's probably been maybe an Olympic game or something like that where you force yourself to get excited.
We were talking about game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals last year.
Yeah, but not like this one.
No.
Right,
because you'd have a dog in the fight.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Everybody has a rooting interest, you know.
Yeah, unless you were like Edmonton or somebody like that, then last year you're jacked.
Yeah, but I mean, you ever meet a Florida Panther fan?
Yeah, Dan Le Batard.
Okay.
And Stu Gatz.
All right. So you actually met those guys. But
I met Stu. I haven't met Dan, but I met Stu at Radio Row.
Never made an Edmonton Oiler fan before.
No,
there you go. So so everybody's got a dog in this fight, right? Yeah. Everybody's got a dog in it tonight.
And I'm a Kachuk guy tonight, though.
Everybody's going to be watching.
Also, sidebar conversation.
Yeah.
Is the hockey jersey the best jersey?
It's a sweater. It's a good one.
Yeah. Like, I love the NBA jersey because it's...
Yeah, those are pretty great.
You could wear it at the pool.
Yep.
You could wear it over the suit. You know how you have the suit guy?
Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yikes. I'm too busy from work, so I'm going to put a basketball... Yeah. It's usually a Kansas fan over
baseball jersey, I think the jersey's better for baseball, fan-wise. Because the jersey... But no, I don't know. NFL, decent, but it's, like, very patchy. Like, if you get one of those authentic ones, like... I don't know.
People like the patches, though. Some people really like collect them. I'm not interested in that kind
patches
of stuff.
Patches of Houlihan. Legend in dodgeball.
Legend.
Somebody says play Freebird, Matt. Come on.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. Very excited for the hockey game tonight. Let's go USA. Choose for United States, Canada hockey. 1 out of 10. Don't get mad because I disagree.
He's a 1 out of 10. Not excited. Yeah. Okay, if you're not excited, tell me.
That's
tell us
fine.
Why.
It's not everybody's.
Everybody's cup of tea. I won't watch basketball, so that's fine. So, but let us know why you're not excited for that game tonight. Maybe you just don't like hockey. But I think like you asked how many celebrities are going to be there tonight. You're
yeah,
like,
over, let's say over 10 and a half.
I think probably.
Or under.
Well, I don't know. It's who's a celebrity anymore, right? If they show some guy that's famous on Instagram or something like that, does that count?
If you are on camera
count,
and they
right?
have a graphic
and
of your name, you're a celebrity.
Okay, all right, that's fine. That's a fair way to
do it. Because I would assume the Bostonians would be, like, I feel like Damon's probably
Damon
there.
Damon will be there. Die, Beltron.
You got to think, does Big Poppy go?
I mean, that is his effing city, right? I mean,
like,
you know,
is he there?
Big ticket, Pierce.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul Pierce maybe going, yep. But he's too busy working on a bad television career. So he may not be there for that game. What about, like, Kevin Garnett? Does he show up to that?
Yeah,
game?
Well,
does Larry Bird?
Anything's possible.
You know? Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you. I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, somebody says they're at a 51.
That's good.
I'm just happy that it's at 7 p.m. Like, everybody can enjoy that.
That's right. Yeah.
Like, if you have kids that like to eat at like 5 o'clock, or if you're like Bob, they like to eat at 5:30 and 6, like, you're done with everything. 7 o'clock, boom, game.
Game.
2.5 hours, 9:30. Goodbye.
You're done. Yeah.
And tomorrow's Friday.
And exactly right. So it's not like you have to be really functioning tomorrow at work. And so, you know, I think it's going to get a big number. I think there's going to be a lot of people. Like, Saturday Night Live was 15 million people that
more
watched
or less
that.
Than this.
I'm going to guess kind of around the same. I'm going to say somewhere between 10 and 15 million watched this.
The entire country of Canada will watch.
Yeah.
The entire country of the United States will watch.
I hope they do.
I will say this. There is a ton of NBA games on tonight. So that's, and I know the NBA's ratings are extremely down. It's not as attractive.
And it's regular season NBA, versus.
But I mean, then you have people like the 702 says, haven't missed a single game of the Four Nations. We cannot wait for tonight. Pizza, beer on the menu. America, boys. Let's go. What are you guys doing for dinner?
Yeah, I have, I think my, I
we're
wife,
doing pizza.
My wife made some chicken last night for tonight. So we'll probably, you know, do that and whatnot. I don't think it's anything, you know, spectacular dinner wise for a Thursday night
Matt
game.
Might have
maybe
Caesar.
We just want to get the hell out of the house.
Matt might be doing a Caesar grilled chicken Caesar wraps.
Yes, that sounds amazing.
I saw a video, of course, like as we were like here earlier, and I was like on my phone, and it was like DIY, like crispy chicken Caesar sandwich.
Mm-hmm. So good.
She made like a cutlet on like a garlic parmesan bread, put like a parmesan garlic spread, fried the cutlet, then made a Caesar salad, put it on top, shredded cheese, ate it.
Yeah.
Sandwich. I mean, come on.
It looks pretty good.
Caesar wrap, underrated. So we talked about this, like, this is a very, very hype of a game. Like, this is a, like, I'll be honest with you, I don't watch a lot of hockey. I don't think that's a secret, but I will not miss a second of this game tonight.
Well, it's like me with the basketball during the Olympics.
Yeah.
I don't watch basketball.
Right.
I don't like the sport.
Right.
But when they were playing in the Olympics, it was the United States. That was great. That was fun, right?
My damn country, man.
And this is kind of like, I think, for most people with hockey.
Yeah.
You probably don't watch a lot of regular season, and not a lot of people are watching a lot of regular season NHL hockey. The numbers will tell you that, right?
In fact, like, I planned for this night on Tuesday. Like, I knew what I was doing at 7 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon. Like, straight up.
Yeah.
And, like, plan the menu around it, plan, you know, everything. It's like 7 o'clock Thursday night. I'm not going anywhere except recliner and TV.
And this is an anomaly. This is a one-off of these type of games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't get a lot of these type of games where, like, this is, I'm not going to say it's a Super Bowl or anything
no, it's
like
not that,
that,
but it's tear down.
Yeah, it's a tear down. It's like everybody's talking about this game no matter where you go. It's like, oh, my God, have you seen this hockey thing that's going on? This hockey stuff is great. This is fun.
And obviously hockey is, you know, it's almost to a point where it's like a cult following, like people that, you know what I mean? So like, and I think there's a couple of moments where we've had this, like United States Olympic team basketball, you get kind of that way, but like you wait until it gets to like the final four teams because you would assume the United States in basketball would get to the championship game.
Right.
Then they do. And you're like, all right, France, United States in Paris, like let's do
go.
This.
Yeah.
And then the World Baseball Classic, when I think it was Japan versus United States.
And that was good.
And you got the moment that we all wanted, which was Ohtani versus Trout.
Right.
You know, game on the line. Here we go. And then, you know, you parlay that into this tonight. And, you know, this is one of those events that's not always given to you. Like, if you missed the Mizzou game last night, which was great if you're a Mizzou fan, you've always got Saturday. Then you've got next Tuesday or Wednesday.
And yeah, right.
This is it. And I promise you, if you go to your Twitter account, if you have one, if you don't, no worries, or your Facebook or your Instagram, at 7:30, people you didn't even know, people you didn't think, will be talking about what's going on tonight because of the importance and the impact this game has. And this game means nothing other than pride.
But it's pride.
National pride.
I mean, guys are talking, though, on both sides that this is bigger than the Stanley Cup for them. And to hear the players
talk that
way. I think
they're also lost at the moment.
But again, yeah. Hockey players are raised that you play for your country. Right. NBA players aren't. Hockey players, baseball players are. Football players aren't. Like, you don't see the national football team, mm-hmm. right? You do in baseball, you do in hockey. That's really where it's big. Guys are raised to play for that, you know, name on the front of their jersey. And you talk to baseball players, too, because I thought the World Baseball Classic was kind of a, whatever. Then you start talking to the players that participated in that, and you realize how much that does mean to them. And they're playing for that name, that flag, that, you know, that country that they grew up in and whatnot, and that's really cool. That's where this is with hockey. These guys know, hey, the Stanley Cup's awesome, but this is playing for America. This is playing for Canada. And we're playing our biggest rival in the sport. I mean, there's a lot of bragging rights on hand tonight. If we win this game, we lost like 9 straight to the Canadians, right? We weren't supposed to win that game on Saturday. We did. I don't know that a lot of people, I know the betting lines will say, because I think a lot of Americans are going to be betting Team USA, you know, and all this kind of stuff. But I think the Canadian team is better than the United States team. We'll see what happens tonight, you know. And if they win this game, then it's 2 straight against Canada. And now you got bragging rights. And you don't know when you're going to play Canada again and this kind of stuff.
They call it home ice advantage.
Yeah. Home ice advantage. Yeah, absolutely.
You don't call court. How dare you?
Home court advantage.
Yeah, court. Because, home pitch advantage in soccer.
Yeah, exactly. Home field advantage in soccer.
Home field advantage in baseball.
Yeah, home field advantage in football. But no, it is definitely home ice advantage in hockey. And so,
the United States, -1.5 is the spread. Wow. They are the favorite on the money line, and the over-under in the game is 5.5.
So do you think the United States is going to win by 2 goals against Canada? I don't. I think it's going to be one of those type of games. Whoa. It either goes to a shootout or it's a 1-goal difference.
That's what I hope happens. So what I'm going to bet tonight, and I know absolutely diddly-poo about hockey.
That's the way to bet. Just don't know.
I'm taking the over. And I'm taking the United States, and it's like +275.
Bet with your heart on this one, because
I don't have a heart.
You know,
I don't know. I don't know anything about what the advantage is, what it is. I'm just going with national pride. I hope this happens. A lot of goals. I think the game could be, 4-2 America.
Yeah. Okay.
Happy Dusty.
You're good.
Happy country.
And everybody moves on. Yeah. I just have a feeling it's going to be a lot closer than I think we're going to see. And again, we're setting ourselves
4-3,
up.
4-3. I'm happy with that,
Win. I don't care how we win. I don't care, what the final score is and whatnot. Just go out there and beat Canada and have those bragging rights. And I think that is important for these guys in hockey. And it's going to be an energy that you have not seen before on the ice. It's just going to be great. Mm-hmm. And so I think if you're not a hockey fan, I understand that. But give this an opportunity. Give this a chance. I'm glad I gave basketball a chance during the Olympics, and it was a cool thing to watch. Same thing with hockey. This is that Olympic moment where you can give this sport a chance and give it an opportunity and really see if you like it. And if you fall in love with hockey, pick up a team and start rooting for them, man.
What would be the perfect ending to tonight? Because you mentioned the World Baseball Classic. It was Shohei versus
As
Trout.
As time runs out, Kachuk from like half the ice hits one in the upper right corner.
See, I was going completely opposite of you, which is really good. Connor McDavid on a breakaway gets stymied as time expires. United States wins.
Yeah.
Shootout would be cool.
Shootout would be sick. Yeah, shootout would be great. That's what I'm saying. Connor McDavid, last shot type of thing, and then gets stymied and America wins and the place goes insane.
Boom. Somebody from the 816 says, it's Zach. He says, we're having poutine in honor of Canada, but they're going to make it with American Wagyu beef, American cheese, and I'm making cheeseburgers, not going to lie.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I like that.
Somebody says from the 620, wasn't getting too excited for hockey game tonight, but now you guys got me pumped. Probably throw too much money on it now and slam too many Lime Garage beers. USA, USA.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what this
is about.
That's what this sort of thing does. Like, we build our rundown, and like you look at it, and you're like, okay, hockey here. But then you're like, now I think about it, like there are so many different angles that you can take with this game tonight because it's national pride, it's entertaining, mm-hmm. it hasn't happened before. Well, it has, but not in this regards. And it's
if it has, who cares? Nobody remembers.
And it's happened at the perfect time. Like, you had, college basketball had its moment yesterday. There was a couple good games on. Mizzou played last night. KU lost to BYU, which somebody said in the text on earlier. KU would not want aggregate scoring with BYU's game the other night. Good luck with that. You have to win by 35 just to advance.
Well, don't put yourself in that situation.
Fair point. That's why this game, like the magnitude of this game, like let's be honest, like there are certain sports that happen every year or every 4 years or every other year where out of nowhere – people will talk about it because of the importance of it. Mm-hmm. And you asked a question like, how hyped are you for this game? But also like, what other sporting event that's like this, not a Super Bowl, not a football playoff game or a Chiefs game or whatever baseball, like what other sport out there? Is it a World Cup match? Like if the United States plays England, remember when they played in South Africa?
Yeah.
And it was at like 5 a.m?
Yep.
Vuvuzela's going nuts in Overland Park. And people were wrapped up in it. Like you didn't care who the hell Landon Donovan was. But boy, when he scored that goal against England and late
you
time
were
in the
fired
game,
up, yeah.
I mean, everybody. I mean, yep. That's when Power and Light was born, basically, with the soccer capital of the world, with the United States in Kansas City. And, you know, you talk about sporting events, the World Cup, the Masters. To me, this is a lot like the non-golfer watching the Ryder Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most people probably have no idea who Xander Schauffele is. But he might hit a putt.
Sounds like a golfer.
Yeah. Or maybe you don't even know who Justin Thomas is. But he might hit a putt against the Ryder Cup, you know, Europe team. And all of a sudden, it's in Bethpage Black in New York this year. And everybody's jacked up and pumping. And all of a sudden, you're like, kind of into this golf match.
Yeah, you get it. You get into it, yeah.
Because, like you said, there's lead into this. Like, there was the big fight, the 3 fights in 9 seconds, because they booed the national anthem. And either you missed it or you watched it. And if you missed it, you found out about it. Like that.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're into it. Whereas, like, in the Ryder Cup, which gets me going, the first couple of rounds are, like, you know, they're not really where they're at. And then Sunday's match play. Like, Sunday's like, all right, it's Rory versus, you
Phil.
Know, whoever. Yeah. And it's like, all right, we're ready for this. Let's do this. So, again, I think that's where we're at today with this game. The more you talk about it, the more you start to think about it, the more you research it, the more you're like, damn, actually, we got to change plans tonight. We were going to do this, but hey, 7 o'clock, we're in because yeah. Either you heard about it, you did your own research on it, you follow it, or you're wrapped in the flag as well.
Well, and I also think what this goes to show you is this is a lesson for sports in general, that when you put on an event that is a one-off, that is a big event, people like it. And when we're sitting here talking about 162 baseball games or 81 NBA or NHL games or however many games they play in the MLS at this point in time, there's just way too many games, and they just aren't – there's so many games, like, you can never create this kind of atmosphere for a generic baseball game in May or a generic hockey game in November or a basketball game ever. Like, to me, I think, like, this is where sports needs to really start to focus a little bit more about what works and what doesn't. And I think if you polled fans across the board, every fan that you would talk to would agree – there are too many NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball games, and the timing of these games is too long. Baseball's fixed that. They've condensed it a little bit. But we talk all the time about, and Vern has brought this up, and we can talk to him even at 8 o'clock about this, about you go, you cut this season down to 100 games, and the magnitude of every game becomes bigger. And I know the counter is from all of these owners. How are we going to make up the difference at the gate if we cut, you know, 15 games off of our home schedule and 15 games off of our away schedule, whatever it ends up being? How are we going to make up that difference? Well, it's pretty simple. You have less games. They mean more. You charge more for those games and make it more of a primetime premium event. I mean, look at what they get for a Chiefs game. There's 8 or 9 home games a year, and I know that's different than baseball. You're talking hundreds of dollars just to get into a game now for the NFL, right? And Major League Baseball is still a very affordable product at times, you know, comparatively speaking, when it comes to, you know, professional sports and whatnot. But I think if you cut the games down to 100, you have 50 at home, 50 on the road, make them a more important game, charge more because there's less of them, and make it more of a premium offer. I think ultimately that would be better for the sport to have games like this, because people don't get excited for Tuesday in May. They just don't. But tonight it's Thursday in February, and the entire North American continent can't wait till 7 o'clock Central time tonight for this game to face off. Like, that's what it's all about in sports. And I think while you want to have a lot of games because that's inventory and you're making your money off of that, I don't know that fans want or need all the games that these sports leagues are providing.
Mm-hmm. Mackey juice for this game?
Dude, I'm pumped. Yeah.
So I'll ask you this. I know I haven't met your lady, but I know yours is a sports fan.
She'll be locked in. She loves hockey.
Will the lady be locked in?
She will like the international aspect
of
this
good.
Game. Yep. She will like the internet. She'll be able to get into it. If it was just a normal, she wouldn't care.
Because hockey, you know, very attracted to the male, right? Like fighting.
Oh, yeah. That's her
intense.
Thing, too. Yes.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, babe.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What's going on?
Just Nothing? Finished dinner.
What do you want to do tonight? So there's a really big hockey game at 7. When did you start watching hockey? So it's United States versus Canada. Okay, say less.
Yeah,
say
exactly. Less. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
I think, though, if you got to do that to your girlfriend, you got the wrong girl. I'm just being honest with you, man. Like, I'm in a different relationship in my life, and I guess I'm lucky, like, if I want to do it, I do it. If she wants to do it, she does it type of thing.
Yeah, well, it's she's a diehard sports fan.
Yeah.
Which not everybody's significant other is a diehard sports fan.
And I would suggest not marrying a diehard sports fan, too. Yeah.
I've dated both, and I like this. Yeah. Like this track.
This track is good, right?
Yeah, it's good for me. If she doesn't want to watch it, I'll just go in my room with my two TVs. And
that's the other thing.
In.
Like, my wife will sit there and watch Netflix or whatever if I'm doing a thing.
She'll scroll.
I don't think we've ever had that. Like, I really want to do this. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Because I think we started dating in our 30s, and it's completely different. Already have your life. You're like, I'm doing this, right? But like, I think if all four teams were in Kansas City and I said to Jen, we can buy season tickets to one, I think she would say hockey.
Really?
I do. Yeah.
That's a good question.
Over baseball?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, she loves the horn. I mean, she loves hockey.
Yeah.
And like, you go to a game in person. The horn is fantastic, man. I'll tell you what. She
just
loves
let that
the
slide
horn.
In there.
But you go to a hockey game, you're there. It's a completely different atmosphere. It's fun. It's exciting. Yeah. It's just you're on the edge of your seat. I think she'd probably say hockey. I mean, honestly, I think it's such a great sport in person. And the players are the best, too. And that's the big difference in all of this is, like, hockey players are the most relatable athlete to the American. And I say that because they drink beer, they fight, they play for their country. They don't make a lot of money. They're genuine guys. They remember where they came from. They're relatable. Like, I just tell stories all the time about hockey players just showing up at bars when we were in St. Louis doing remotes just to hang out because they wanted to be there and just hang out and drink beer. TJ Oshie at 18 drinking Budweiser. That's what a hockey player is all about. That relates to people. And when you have athletes that are relatable, you become big fans of them. And so that's why I think hockey has such an opportunity, because I think they're the most relatable of the athletes that we have in this country today.
I mean, it's tough. I don't know, I almost say like baseball.
Yeah, they're all silver spooners anymore in baseball, though. I mean, you know, I mean, it's hard to relate to a lot of those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I just see like a giant ogre with like no teeth. I'm like, I can't relate to that. The guy's like a massive of a man that just beats people up. Like, I mean, that's just where I see it. I mean, the money part, yeah. I mean, I know hockey's not a rich sport, but it can be.
It can be. I mean, you got to have money to play, but I know from covering sports, hockey players are the most relatable athletes, the most genuine athletes, the nicest athletes, the guys that give you the most time. They understand kind of where their sport is, and a lot of these other.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Athletes, good time being, help the team win, all this kind of stuff. Like, hockey players are the best. They are the absolute best.